We are Martin and Nicu from the Fedora team and want to share from our experience with, and working with the tools we are all about here.
Yeah. So let's start it up. Who are we? We were founded in the April at the year 6 of the new century. What matters is that it was around the 6th release of our operating system. We started as an art team, but we rebranded later as a design team as our portfolio get wider and wider. Our current team leader is Maureen Duffy. She's a really great artist and leads us very well, and we all appreciate the work she's doing for us, even though she is employed in Red Hat for different things. We strongly believe in Fedora's firm foundations, which are freedom, friends, features, and first. You can see we are friends. And you see that we also promote freedom in our design team. And the starters were not exactly easy, and you can see that we were established around Fedora 8, and Nick will talk something about why not in Fedora 7.
First, I want to say a bit about the rebranding. We started as our team, but the idea is we don't want only artists, but designers in general for user interface, for usability, and don't want to scare them away from our team. That was the purpose of the rebranding. First lesson we learned was about Fedora 7, when we had a professional designer working at Red Hat, who was in charge of the look of the distribution. She had this team named Flying High, and she was treating all the process like voodoo. Like normal people can't understand what the designer do. We as a team, as a new team, were somehow offended by this, because we believe design is accessible to people, and we believe a community should do this in the open, not like voodoo. The result was a pretty picture, but the community in general agreed with the idea. We like the result, but not the process. This was one of the big steps in the opening the Fedora. Not only the software, but the community in general.
Yes, so here's the portfolio we do. We started at the beginning with just a distro artwork, which is wallpapers, some banners to our installer, and splashes for the login managers and something like that. But we also, as the time went, expanded to doing website graphics, from design of the layout of the web pages to banners and icons for various websites. We also produce marketing and release materials like CD and DVD sleeves, some posters, t-shirts. You can see one on Niku. We provide also some design service. People can ask us for a certain design they like to have, like icons or logos or hacker gochi for their blogs and so on. We also provide usability and interface design, and some of us do also some side projects like Echo Icon Team or comics, photography, and more. With this last release of Fedora, we also started making a Fedora design suite, which is a spin-off Fedora. It is a compilation of tools that we think that are very good for artists to work with, and we plan to expand it even more so that we can work nicely just with the contents of the design suite, which is on the live DVD. And of course, we want to have fun and do cool stuff and be friends.
know a bit about the tools we use. We are crazy about Inkscape. Are one of the biggest fans of this application. Yeah. We also use GIMP a lot. I believe everyone in the team know how to use GIMP. We also use Scribus mostly for printing, for preparing printing materials. I believe also this design for the t-shirt was finished in Scribus. Not by me, so I'm not sure, but I believe it is so. With Blender, we have a few people knowing some, not enough, but we have hopes we will develop the skills. There is here in the room our colleague Pieros, who wants to learn more Blender and do more Blender stuff. We also use and like small tools like Agave. Is something small, but we also love it. We use Image Magic and many others. There are also apps like MyPaint or Alchemy, which we haven't used for something real, but we like them, experiment with them, and one day we'll have something made with them. Believing in openness, we still don't require people to use certain applications. So if someone in the team wants to use Photoshop, we don't say, no, don't use Photoshop. We just try to encourage them to use free tools. Still, we do require the file formats to be open so we can collaborate on those documents. As a consequence, they can't work with the proprietary tools. We are also proud because from Fedora 8 to Fedora 13 now, the graphics for the distributions are made totally using free tools. We are proud about this, and we think this is a way to showcase. We believe the free tools are worthy, are capable, are good for the use. Another lesson we learned, speaking about file formats, is the story of the IconSet blue curve. I believe everybody heard about this. It was one of the first icon teams in Linux made with vector graphics years ago. At the time, Inkscape wasn't there. It wasn't, I believe it was Sodipodi. Yeah, in early stages. So it wasn't possible to do vector graphics under Linux. It was made with Illustrator. We had the source files in Illustrator format. We have the icons with the, under a free license as GPL, but we couldn't use it because nothing in Linux world was able to open the files. Also, the blue curve was a one-man project without specification. After the author left the project, nobody knowing about the style and so. So we had to abandon the team and trying alternatives. One of them being an icon set named Echo. Martin is working on it. Which is still unofficial. It's like a pet project.
Yeah.
So the lesson is you must have how to open the files.
Yeah. And you must have good lines for the icons. Okay, so now let's move on to collaboration tools we use. Since the whole team is spread all over the world, we have contributors from India, from Japan, from South America, North America, Europe. I'm from Czech Republic. Niku is from Romania. So we need some communication tools that enable us to communicate without worrying about the time zones. One of these is a mailing list. Which is our main communication channel. The discussions happen there. Important things happen there. It's most important one. Then we have Wiki, where we document some things, like how we do things. There are our sources usually are there of the images we make, and that's like that. Also, we are trying to employ IRC. We're not very well established in that area, but we are trying to get better, especially the news are that next week we're starting regular IRC sessions, so we'll see how it will work out. We also use the ticketing system, concretely a track that's used mostly for the design quests we have. We use shared storage. That's also relatively new. It's more convenient than Wiki for storing our sources. So we are transferring all of everything we've created there, and the new things are already there as well. Plus, all of us have our blogs, and we, of course, blog about what we do, and the blogs are aggregated on Fedora Planet, and some of them are also in Fedora Design Planet. And not forget face-to-face meetings.
But with this said, I should acknowledge the tools suck. Yeah. They are far from perfect. So we have dreams. Our colleague Maureen has developed a mock-up for something which might be a solution. It's a web application which could improve the communication. You can find more on this address. Is a project under heavy work, under development. Let's hope one day it will be fruitful.
So one of the things that we've polished for over the several releases we've been doing is the release artwork we are doing for Fedora. The starters were tough, the process wasn't very good enough, and we always been late with our artwork, and so we needed to change it, and the latest what we have is some kind of three rounds process. The first round is gathering concepts, some kind of brainstorming. We talk about what the art could look like, present some design concepts, and such thing. Then when first alpha version of Fedora is approaching, then we are selecting one of these concepts to go with, improving it a little bit, and more and more and more. And as we go to the final release, the design must be final, and we base everything on the final concept. One of our good things we try to do is release early, release often. Even if the art isn't perfect, it needs to be included in the distribution so that we can get much more feedback than just discussing it among ourselves on the list or in IRC or something. The idle time for the artwork to be done is by beta. And some other tasks, because some other tasks are waiting for it, like creating the release posters and DVD sleeves and such, which are based on the wallpaper and these things. The key is the cooperation.
And from that, another lesson we learned the hard way. For, Fedora 11, or 10, Fedora 10, we had four concepts for the release artwork. Yeah, it was Neon, Gears, Invisible, Solar. And the people behind them didn't want to let get away. Insisted until the last moment, and it was impossible for us to reach one single team as the final team. And had to do what I hated to do and never want to do again. We had a vote to decide what's the best. It was ugly with flamers and so, with people applying to the art team, as it was called by the time, only to be part of the vote and such. So no, never do that. Play, learn to step back for the greater good, yeah. And another lesson at the same time was to learn to check the sources you are using for the graphics. When running the vote process, someone discovered the Katana image is using stock materials from a Kill Bill poster. It was too late to do anything. The vote was undergoing. The author was swearing, no, it's a photo made by B. Refusing to acknowledge anything until we showed proof. Luckily, this team wasn't the winner, but was the other one, made also by him, Solar. When we were suspicious, checked the files, and found a photo of a moon used as a mask, for he wasn't able to produce a source. So we had to redo the graphics at the last minute and use only free and reliable resources. Finally, one thing is hot now in our community is our discussion about using photography with photos of people. It's a clash about us believing in freedom and the rights of the people in the photos. Usually, people need to sign release forms which impose some restrictions. And these aren't compatible with a free license like Creative Commons attributions or attribution share alike. And we didn't find a solution, still thinking about it, how to have at the same time a free license and the people with the image undamaged. And that was all.
Thank you very much. We do again one question because I think you deserve one. But it's the same. Wait a second. Is there someone else who wants to ask a question? In the back, there, Ricardo. Can you come to the front?
Hi. First of all, really great stuff that you had there. Thank you for showing us. I was actually curious about the how do you manage the design process once you want to design, for instance, an icon set, and you need to keep somewhat an identity. Does that actually come up spontaneously, or does that have to be decided in a kind of top-down process? I'm curious about that.
For the icons, right now, we don't have a customized icon set. We use Mist and upstream icon set. For the set we are developing in-house, Echo, Martin is in charge of it, and he had developed a set of guidelines. maybe he can talk more.
The Echo Icon team was originally based on work that was done by a former Red Hat employee, Diana Fung, if I recall correctly.
The person with the voodoo.
Yeah, the person with the voodoo. So we sort of already had some style. So we just needed to write the guidelines, summarize already the style that was already used, and follow with that.
But the Echo project, as I said, is not used by the default for now. It's just an upstream project, which at some point may get into Fedora. Yeah.
Thank you very much.